up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 169. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about platelet transfusion and hospital-acquired infection, answer the drug information question, can buprenorphine be used in opioid overdose, and share a resource for guidance on toxicologic emergencies. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode169. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode is titled, Is Platelet Transfusion Associated with Hospital-Acquired Infection in Critically Ill Patients? The lead author is Cecil Auburn, and this was published in Critical Care, January 2017. Platelet transfusions are commonly given to critically ill patients due to reports that suggest an association between platelet transfusion and infection. The authors of this study sought to determine whether platelet transfusion in critically ill patients is associated with hospital-acquired infection. The authors conducted a multi-center prospective database study using two large academic intensive care units in Australia. The characteristics of patients who received platelets in ICUs between 2008 and 2014 were compared to those of patients who did not receive platelets. Nearly 12% of ICU patients received transfusion of at least one platelet unit during the study period. This amounted to over 2,000 patients. Patients who received platelet transfusion were more severely ill, as evidenced by higher Apache 3 scores, and had more comorbidities. Patients who received platelet transfusions also had significantly higher rates of mechanical ventilation and renal replacement therapy. After adjusting for these and other confounders, platelet transfusions were independently associated with infection, with an adjusted odds ratio of 2.56. The authors concluded, after adjustment for confounders, including patient severity and other blood components, platelet transfusion was independently associated with ICU-acquired infection. Further research aiming to better understand this association and to prevent this complication is warranted. This study is important for pharmacists since platelet transfusions are often considered as treatment for several drug-induced bleeding conditions. Platelet transfusions are used in drug-induced thrombocytopenia from GP2B3A inhibitors, but the list of other indications is growing smaller due to the risk of harm. In addition to this study, in episode 87, I reviewed the possible harm that platelet transfusions may cause when given for treating intracranial hemorrhage due to antiplatelet medications. And in episode 150, I discussed how the 2015 guidelines for reversal of antithrombotics and intracranial hemorrhage do not recommend platelet transfusions for treating intracranial hemorrhage due to alteplase. The drug information question for this episode is, can buprenorphine be used in opioid overdose? And the answer is probably. Because buprenorphine is a partial mu opioid receptor agonist, it may reverse respiratory depression from opioid overdose with less severe signs and symptoms of opioid withdrawal. This may be most significant in opioid tolerant patients who overdose. Recently, in the Annals of Emergency Medicine, a case report is discussed where a 20-year-old morphine-addicted man who presented with methadone-induced respiratory depression responded safely and effectively to IV administration of buprenorphine. And the resource for this episode is Goldfrank's Toxicologic Emergencies. Goldfrank's is considered the standard setting reference in medical toxicology. It's my go-to reference for any poisoning emergency. Goldfrank's provides essential patient-centered advice for every aspect of poison management. I think any pharmacist who works in a critical care or emergency medicine setting should have access to this reference. You can find a link for it in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode169. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.